Welcome, everybody, to the Pete Bean Pete podcast. And well, you probably guessed it. That's right. I am Pete. In this podcast, we'll be talking about what it's like to be a Pete and what it's like for me to deal with things like aggression, depression, anxiety, and what it takes for me to just basically survive a day. And it's not always easy, but I managed to do it. So sit back, relax, and listen to one human talking to a bunch of other humans about, well, what it's like to be human. So I would like to welcome everybody to this episode of the Pete Bean Pete podcast. Now, what am I going to talk about today? I've got something I've wanted to talk about for the last couple weeks. And just even thinking about starting to talk about this is making me tear up. So I'm sure this is going to be a rough one for me. So I've talked about it a little bit on the podcast that I have a lot of self-hate. I have a lot of body issues. I have a lot of body image issues. I don't like myself at the moment. Not just mentally, but physically. I don't like the way I look. I don't like the way I feel. And what bothers me the most is that I know I need to change, and I haven't. And I can't up to now. I haven't been able to. I've told myself time and time again, hey, you know, it's time for you to start getting better. It's time for you to stop eating shit. It's time for you to, just because you're depressed doesn't mean you should sit there and fucking scarf down a whole goddamn thing of Oreos or just eat constantly, non-fucking stop. You know, knowing that the more I eat and the bigger I get, the more my depression kicks in, the more my panic kicks in, because then I'm worried about having heart attacks and I'm worried about what I'm doing to my body. And it's not easy for me to be me at the moment. And for the stupid fact that I haven't been able to control what I'm eating. Now, I know a lot of you probably think that's silly, and a lot of you are like, yeah, cool, just go on a diet and everything. I have wanted to do that. There's nothing more that I want at this very moment than to not be me. To not be as fat as I am, as large as I am. And I'm not some big monstrous guy, not at all, not in the least bit. I am at least a good, say, 20 kilos overweight. I don't know what that is in pounds. I don't use pounds. The only people in America use pounds. So I think, I'm hoping most of y'all get the point. If you don't know, you can always Google it, right? But I don't feel good and I need to lose the weight. And for me to lose the weight means I need to get serious about myself. I need to get serious about stopping the nonstop fucking eating. You know, when I'm not feeling good or I'm having a shitty day, not going to the store and just buying Oreos or who knows. Just, and the funny thing is, it's not even sweet stuff. You know, I would rather go to the store and, you know, buy chicken sandwiches and just fucking devour chicken sandwiches all day, or hamburgers all day, or nachos all day. I'm really not a sweet person, so sweets isn't my issue. Now, I have battled with cola, you know, a lot. Sugar drinks. I like, actually, honestly, to be quite serious, I actually prefer to drink water over anything else, you know, which is actually makes it kind of easier for me when I'm trying to lose weight. So it makes it easier for me to lose weight that I don't need to be drinking sodas. I don't have a craving for sodas. Actually, I don't have a craving for sweet stuff, period. My problem is that I just eat and I eat and I eat and I eat and I eat. And then I don't do anything. You know, my job, I use my job as an excuse often. Now, last week at my job, I worked my ass off. I was out there physically doing stuff. I wasn't sitting behind my desk like I normally do, because that's actually what my job is. My job is mainly sitting behind a desk and doing emails and paperwork and all kinds of stuff normally. But last week I got out and, you know, had to do stuff because I'm just shorthanded at work. So I had to be, you know, I had to be Super Pete. I had to be out there humping fuel around, doing all kinds of stuff like that. So it felt good at the end of last week. My back hurt. my chest hurt, my shoulders hurt, my arms hurt. But I realized that I was almost there. You know, everybody comes to this point where they just break. They've had enough. They don't want to do it anymore. They're not going to do it anymore. Everybody has that breaking point. Well, I've been putting off doing this episode because I knew I wasn't at my breaking point. And I didn't want to do this episode until I was at my breaking point. I didn't want to do this episode till I was ready to commit to myself to change, to stop killing myself every day by just nonstop eating. And, you know, I know how to lose weight for myself. I've done it in the past. And I have to make some serious changes this time around. It's not as easy as it was for me in the past. I'm getting older. You know, I'm 51 now. So it's not as easy as it was 10 years ago for me to lose weight. I mean, actually, 11 years ago, I lost over 40 kilos in like 14 months. You know, and that was very easy for me at that time. So now it's a little bit different. And I know it's going to be harder this time. And I know it's going to be a pain in the ass. And I know it's going to be a fight. And I know it's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. But I'm at the point that my self-hate and my low self-esteem has got to the point that I have to change. I got to the point, my breaking point, where I needed to record this episode. And believe it or not, the reason why this episode is out a week late and it didn't come out last week is because this is the episode I wanted to do and I wasn't ready to do it last week. I had so much other stuff going on. I still had excuses to make for myself. I still had things that were stopping me, you know, air quotes there, stopping me from losing weight, stopping me from, you know, from taking care of myself. And it's ridiculous. And I should have done this months and months and months ago. And I started, but then I stopped. And I knew at that point I wasn't ready, because last time when I really lost weight and got myself into better shape, nothing stopped me. I just did it. And I'm at that point. I'm at that point again where it's time for me to get better and feel better about myself and to be happy with who I am and how I look. There is nothing in the world I want to be able to do more than to go to the lake this summer and not look down and see my fat gut and my man boobs. And I don't want to be that anymore. And I know this probably is silly to you, to a lot of you, because I know a lot of you are going to say, oh, it's not that bad. You can change. Oh, it's not that bad how you look, blah, 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 blah. You know what? When it comes down to it, it comes down to how the person feels. You know, and it's not about what society thinks. I could give two shits less what society thinks about me. You know, this isn't about what people say or what people think. I don't give a fuck. If you think I'm a fat fuck, come say it to me. You know, I know you're not going to, but, you know, I don't give a shit what people say. I'm not doing this for other people. I'm doing it for myself. I'm doing it because I've got to the point that my self-hate it's just brutal. I sat at my desk today and I pulled up my shirt and I grabbed my gut with my hands and I shook it and I was just disgusted. I was absolutely disgusted with what I've let myself become. So there you go. You are listening to someone who has hit rock bottom when it comes to his image of himself, what he thinks about himself physically. You know, I'm nasally, folks, because I'm crying. I'm crying because I've been waiting to do this. And I knew it was going to come to a point where I was just going to get on the here and record this, and once it came out, that was it. I mean, I have to do it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts now. It's something I have to do. I have to change for myself because I want to. I have to change for myself because I want to make myself feel better. I want to feel better about who I am, what I am, how I look. I'm not going to be some ripped freaking, you know, muscle magazine guy. That's not me. It's never been me. It's not what I want to be. But I do want to be 20 kilos lighter than I am. I do want to be a better me. And I want to feel better. And I want to look better. And I want to feel better about how I look. And I want the self-hate to go away. And the only way I could do it was by recording this episode. So there we go. Now, in doing that and talking about that, I also want to talk about something else, which is this fear I've had lately, which is kind of also pushed me into this place where I'm at now, is this impending doom. I have this feeling of impending doom lately, like something is going to happen to me, you know, whether it's mentally or physically, you know, I feel like something is coming. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to make a change as far as, you know, myself physically, because I don't know what it is. I can feel it. It's the strangest feeling in the world. I just feel like everything is about to collapse. You know, I just feel like my whole entire existence is about to just collapse. And I don't know what that is. I really don't. You know, I've not had this feeling very often. And last time I really had it was when I was going through a really hard time with my depression. But honestly, at the moment, my depression's pretty much under control. You know, I'm not doing as bad as I've done in the past. My panic attacks are coming and going, but they're not, you know, I'm able to control them, you know, I'm not able to control them. I'm able to lessen the effects they're having on me. I'm able to stop them from going from, you know, a level 10 to, you know, just basically staying around a 3 or a 4. You know, I'm lucky that I'm able to do that, but I just have this impending fear, this impending doom, this impending, like something is going to happen to me, and it's driving my anxiety up the wall. You know, is it paranoid? Is it me just looking at myself and thinking, oh, fuck, you're going to have a heart attack. You're getting fat and out of shape. Because I think about that. That probably sounds ridiculous to some of you, but I do. I literally think about that. Every time I took a bite of food over the last weeks, I was like, wow, is this going to be my last bite of food? Am I eating this? And after I take this bite, am I going to have a heart attack or a stroke? And that's where the fear of impending doom, I guess, came from. And I guess maybe that's what it is. And I hope that's what it is. And I hope that by me, you know, getting on the path to better health and feeling better about myself and doing all that, that, you know, that impending doom fear goes away, because I don't like it. It's not a good feeling. It's the anxiety of is something going to happen to me? You know, it's that constant thing in the back of my head, just, you know, click, 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 click. Is something coming? Is something about to happen to you? You know, is this the end? Is this what's coming? Is this why you feel that shakiness? Is this why you feel that anxiety? Because it's all about to end, the impending doom. You know, I don't know what it is that makes me feel like this, but I know the feeling is real. I know this feeling is very real that I have. And I really hope that by changing my diet and getting active and doing stuff like that, that this fear goes away, this impending doom goes away. How many times can I say impending doom in one podcast, and a short podcast at that, huh? But I'm really hoping it goes away, because I just don't feel comfortable with it at the moment. You know, it's not as easy as controlling my panic attacks or, you know, anything like that. It's anxiety. It really is. It's just anxiety. It's this anxiety of something is about to happen and you just don't know what. So, all right, this is going to be a short episode, because I have to drop this today for myself, because if I don't release this episode, then I'm never going to, and this shit just isn't going to change. So there it is. I put it out into the world. I put it out into the existence. I put it out into the ether that I am changing from this point on. And I'm going to start pushing myself to be a better me physically. Because honestly, I can't deal with the other me anymore. It disgusts me. It makes me feel like complete shit. So there you go. Have you dealt with anything like this? You know, have you got to the point where you said you needed to make a change for yourself? If you have, you know, write me, talk to me about it. I want to know. I've never been at the point that I am at the moment with my self-hate. So send me an email. Let me know. PeteBeanPetePodcast@gmail.com. That's all one word. PeteBeanPetePodcast@gmail.com. Write me. Let me know what's going on. If you want to come on the podcast and talk about anything, I am always open for that. I know I've got some people coming up that have been writing me that are interested in coming on the podcast that have listened to it and, you know, want to get on here and talk. And that makes me super happy. And I also have to say this. I get messages and emails from people that listen to the podcast and, you know, are like, this is awesome. You are my person. You know, I never knew that there were other people that felt like I did, you know, like you did, like we all do, you know, and that makes me happy. And that's why I do this podcast. I do this podcast for myself as much as I do this podcast for you. Everyone that listens, I appreciate you. And I want everyone to know, if you're listening to this podcast, you're special. You are a truly special person. And if you are battling with any sort of mental health issue, it's okay. Because you know what? One way or another, we're all fucked up on the inside. And just remember, it's okay to be not okay. And love yourself. And just know that I love you. Every single one of you is awesome. And thank you for listening to me today. Because this episode was probably the most emotional and personal one I've done yet. And I thank you guys all for listening. So on that note, be good to yourself. Take care of yourself. And thanks for listening.